we love Haydn. Haydn was truly the father of the string quartet. The quartet essentially didn't exist until Haydn just kind of thought it up. Historically, there are, prior to Haydn's work, that hint at the development of the string quartet, but he just ran with it and wrote 68 string quartets, so and really quite a remarkable feat. And so that's the first reason. And I think if you talk to any string quartet player, he or she would express similar sentiments that Haydn is the man. But another reason is that Haydn was known for his writing of humorous music. He was quite a craftsman. He take ideas and break them down into so many different things, make different sort of exciting cases for some of his technical writing, and not always about the melody, for example. To break that down for an audience and show the audience, hey, look, he took these three notes and he did this with it, or he took this very simple idea and made a whole movement out of it, for example. It's an interesting challenge for us, but I think it's also very interesting to the audience. And the other main reason that we've decided to focus on Haydn is that as great as Haydn was and as great as his music is, we've found that audiences don't necessarily appreciate him enough. So we'll often say, you know, this is great music. Why do audiences not appreciate it enough? We always say that it's not Haydn's fault. It's either the fault of the audience or the fault of us playing it. We feel if we can develop active listening on the part of the audience, they will appreciate the music more and will enjoy it more and will remember it for what it really is, which is, you know, really, really terrific stuff.